preach the cross, preach redemption to a lost and dying world. Lift your voice unashamed of the gospel of his name.
To us in hopeless situations. They are desperate. They are looking for help. Most of these men have experienced incarceration, separation from their families. They are at the end of themselves. They have basically given up on life by the time they get to Renewal Ranch. Let me tell you about a man who came through the Renewal Ranch program. He started using drugs whenever he was 13 years old. Over the next 15 years of his life, he was in and out of multiple rehabs, in and out of jail, prison, two different times throughout that period, and he had basically given up on life. When he was finally given the opportunity at Renewal Ranch, they pointed him to a relationship with Jesus Christ. He's now been clean for over 3 years, and he's back in college at Central Baptist College in Conway, Arkansas, pursuing a degree in leadership and ministry. He now has a purpose for his life, giving back to others what was so graciously given to him. That man was me. Renewal Ranch is a faith-based ministry for men 21 or over struggling with drugs or alcohol. It's a long-term program where men come in and they complete 570 hours of classwork taught by about 15 different pastors.
As we looked at programs across this state and across the nation, we wanted Renewal Ranch to be something different than what we were seeing, with the national addiction recovery rate being 4 to 5%. What we were doing in this country to address the addiction issues wasn't working very well. Most programs leave Jesus Christ out of the equation. We believe that these are spiritually rooted issues and that we have the answer to what is ailing these men, and so we have the opportunity to share Christ with them, and through that personal love relationship with Jesus Christ, we feel like there's freedom from the throes of addiction.
What we do from a spiritual guidance standpoint is provide a very rich discipleship program. And that discipleship program uses God's Word and God's Holy Spirit and God's people to guide men and to shepherd men into a very deep and personal relationship to Christ. And that deep and personal relationship to Christ begins with a spiritual assessment that we construct to identify the real spiritual needs that a man might have, and then a guided program of discipleship that's tailored to his individual needs, the needs of his soul and the needs of his individual wounds. And then through guiding that man in this discipleship program, he memorizes scriptures, he leads Bible studies, he performs community service, and he gets involved in a community of a group of brothers who are focused on the same goal, which is achieving sobriety through Christ.
When I got here, I just found this environment of love and shared experiences. I have hope for the first time. I have joy outside of substances and happiness outside of substances, and I didn't think it was possible.
Renewal Ranch is 100% supported by donors and by sponsors and sponsoring churches and volunteers. And so we're able to take men without regard to their background or their wealth or their ability to raise money on their own, and bring them in through the generous sponsorship of the donors who support the program. It makes the program affordable. It makes the program available to men who otherwise wouldn't be able to get into a secular recovery program.
Saturday mornings we have chapel service at Renewal Ranch, and that's when men and their families come and apply to get into the program. It can take several weeks for a man to finally get a bed at the ranch. That waiting period for a man who's struggling with drugs or alcohol can mean the difference between life and death. In 2008, 2019, we received about 350 applications within 8 months of the year, and we only have 31 beds on our campus.
Once a man gets to Renewal Ranch, all of his needs are met. But in order to do that, we need the body of Christ to come alongside us. We have been so blessed by churches, businesses, and individuals who think of the needs of these men and provide us financial support. And we need your help in doing that. And we would appreciate your prayerful consideration.
Ms. Chase, I'm the Phase 1 Supervisor at Renewal Ranch, and first and foremost, Church, we just want to thank you guys for this opportunity for allowing us to come and share what God has been doing at Renewal Ranch. We know in a season such as this time with COVID, it's very difficult and it's very challenging, and so we do not take this opportunity lightly. So again, we want to thank you for that. And you know, at Renewal Ranch, we use a lot of tools, a lot of resources to help these men develop a personal relationship with the Lord. That's where we find all freedom comes from. It's from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But we believe none is more important than the memorization and the meditation of the Word of God. We know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And so as these men enter Renewal Ranch program, they are tasked to memorize 46 sections of Scripture. Some start out small, maybe one verse, and they gradually grow in length. And so it's a tall order for a man to come in there and know they have to do so, but there are very good intentions on why we do this. Most of these scriptures are directly from the armor of God, straight out of Ephesians 6. These are very intentional and prayed over. And so that is what we point these men to, is just taking 6 months on our Phase 1 campus just to find the rest that the Lord promises us, but also to get to know the Lord by memorizing and meditating on this scripture. And I could stand up here all morning and I can share with you all reason after reason why it is so important that we chew on the Word of God. But I have just about five reasons here why we do so. And the first reason we memorize the Word of God is because we are called to memorize the Word of God. Colossians 3:16 tells us to let the Word of Christ dwell within us. And I love that word dwell, meaning to live within us. We're supposed to let the Word of God live inside of us. And memorizing the Word of God also helps to renew our mind. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." It also helps us to combat the temptations of this life. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, "The temptation in your life is no different from what others experience, but God is faithful. He will never allow the temptation to be more than you can stand, and when you are tempted, He will show you a way out so that you can endure." And it also helps us just to remain obedient. Psalm 119:9 says, "How can a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed according to your word." And last but not least, we memorize Scripture because Jesus memorized Scripture, and He is the ultimate representative of what a walk with God should be like. And that's what we point these men to, just to be more like Jesus, to grow in that relationship each and every day. And so what I have for you all this morning, I have three men that are going to come up and they're going to share with you just a scripture the Lord may have laid on their heart that they have been meditating on. And so if you guys want to go ahead and get ready, they're going to come and share with you, and it'll be very, very special. So thank you for this opportunity again.
Good morning, Church. My name is David Crossman. I'm from Conway. Over the next few minutes, you'll hear some guys share a short testimony. It's my prayer that you guys find similarities in that, not differences, that we lay our judgment aside, and knowing that we're in a house full of believers, we do feel confident that we can rest all those nervous fears aside. I spent the majority of my life thinking that the important things in life were in idols, job titles, worldly things, cars. It's something that went crashing down about 5 months ago. I was in an addiction for about 2 years and quickly lost those things overnight after getting arrested and spending the night in jail. Since that time, I've spent the last 5 months at Renewal Ranch. I'm transitioning to be in the next phase two, which means we go into a sort of assisted living in apartments, still under accountability of leadership, but we sort of learn how to live life again the right way. Since my time at the ranch, I can boldly stand before you today and tell you that I am saved, that I have a faith and trust in the Lord in everything I'm doing. The idols that I had before, they're meaningless now. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but I do know that tomorrow, if I keep my faith in the Lord, that those things will come and I'll have an abundant life that he promises. The scripture that I've been meditating on this morning is in Isaiah 40:31, and it's those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will fly on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not grow faint. The part of that really touches me the most is the new strength. I've found that substances aren't the strength to live on, that the faith in the Lord that I have now gives me all the strength I need to know that he'll walk with me through this thing. Thank you very much.
My name is Britton Dunn. I'm 32. I'm from Conway, Arkansas. I'm so thankful for Renewal Ranch. It saved my life. And I'm thankful for God's work there, the love he pours out in the program. I'm thankful for churches like this, especially in the Faulkner County area and surrounding, that help stand beside Renewal Ranch and support us, because without it, it wouldn't be possible. I've been immersed in drug and alcohol addiction since I've been about 14 years old, and it's a miserable life. I grew up in church. I grew up with godly parents, but I never personally had a relationship with Christ. And I realized that's what I was missing. And I realized all the things I was running from. If I would just run to God instead, it solves all those things. It takes care of all my worries, all my troubles. And along with that, he gives us the Holy Spirit. And I never really understood what that was till I had a relationship with God and know that God's with me every day and everything I do and the decisions I make and in my attitude and my outlook on life. And through that, I chose John 14:26-27, the helper of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring to remembrance all things I've said to you. My peace I give you, my peace I leave with you, not as the world gives, but do I give. Neither let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And knowing that, my heart's not troubled and it's not afraid. And it gives me confidence to go through life knowing that God's always with me. And thank you, guys.
Morning, church. My name is Matthew Thomas. I'm 32 years old, and I'm from Cody, Wyoming. It's a long story, but God got me here. Praise God. I've been struggling with an alcohol addiction for about 15 years. I've tried pretty much everything you can in the book. I'll tell you that there's not really freedom in a 12-step program. There's not freedom in self-help. There's freedom in Jesus Christ. That's what God really brought me within myself, bringing me to Arkansas to figure out that what I was missing in my life, all the voids I was trying to fill, would be filled with Jesus Christ and a personal relationship with him. That's just the main point I wanted to stress this morning. Philippians 3:13-14 says, "Know, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and focusing on what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God through Jesus Christ is calling us." To me, that scripture speaks volumes. That, you know, when you experience relationship with Jesus Christ, all your past sins, past, present, and future are covered under God's grace. There's no need, there's no reason to look back. I heard a quote once that said, "Don't look back unless you want to go there." None of us sitting down here want to go back. We all have a bright future ahead of us. God's calling us to. We have a bright future and a bright hope, and that's only found in Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Good morning, church. My name is Sean Booth. I'm 46 years old. Just moved on to phase two of the program. I live at home with my wife. Part of my family's here. Part of my family's a member of your church. My wife's actually in the hall right now holding our granddaughter. And I was reading a daily devotional this morning about, of all things, roller coasters. And I didn't understand it when I read the title, but it said something about God bringing, the reason we enjoy roller coasters so much is they always bring us back around to the same point. And God's brought me back in a circle to this exact spot right here. 11 years, 22 days ago, I stood right here and married my wife in this very church. He brings us full circle, and he restores the things we've lost, things we've thrown away. I fought a drug and alcohol battle for 27 years of my life. I live in Russellville now, but I've been all over the state, and the drugs follow you everywhere you go. I bet everyone in here has been touched by it through someone you know at work, someone in your family. And the love of Jesus is what can get us through. It's like Matt said, it's not a 12-step program. It's not behavior modification. It's not white-knuckling it so that you don't have to do it one more day. The verse I thought of this morning was 1 Peter 4:8 and 9. It says, most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Cheerfully share your home with those in need of a meal or a place to stay. And to me, that just means that when God, when Jesus told us the two greatest commandments, he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and body. And then love your neighbor as yourself. And the ranch taught me how to do that. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Clint Keithley. It's nothing short than a miracle that all of my brothers here and I are standing here and talking to you today. I've lived in addiction since I was 15. There's nothing that I haven't done, pretty much. God showed me a way to the ranch, and I started digging into his word and learning scripture. And one of the leaders had asked me, whenever I got there a couple months in, he was like, how have you changed so much? You've changed so much. And just basically a verse came to mind that was in Matthew 5:3. Blessed is the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When I came to the ranch, I was very, very poor in spirit. I couldn't see an end in sight. It was kind of like I didn't have a purpose. Basically, that's one of the things that when you're poor in spirit like that, that God will draw closer to you. And that was one of the things that I experienced with God, and he started working on my heart from the inside out, and totally transformed my life pretty much. And I owe it all to God that I'm standing here today. I thank Renewal Ranch and all of their pastors and their leadership and everything, all of my brothers, all the love that they show for us. It's very, very touching and a life-changing experience. And I thank you.
Good morning. My name is Wyatt Wynn. I'm 21 years old. I was born and raised in Conway. Man, I couldn't express the thankfulness I have and the opportunity in this, and I'm just grateful to be here. When I was young, at a young age, my parents were taken away from me. Both went to prison with their drug addiction, and I was living with my uncle, and grew up kind of raised myself, and I always wanted to be, I wanted to have that comfort and friendship. I wanted to be the guy that everybody noticed and stuff. And because I grew up really poor, I didn't really have nothing. So when I was young, I hung out with the wrong crowd, and I got into stealing, robbing, and got into a drug addiction about fifth or sixth grade at a young age, about 11. And I always hung out with people that are older than me. And I started out smoking weed and drinking. And then I started selling drugs and started doing things that I could do to get what I wanted to succeed. I thought that was the way to succeed because that's all I knew. As I got older, it kind of got worse. I got in and out of jail and juvenile, and I went to county, and I got arrested quite a bit and got out, and that's all I knew. So I kept going back to it and thought I could do it better. And that was what brought me joy in a weird way. Up to coming to the ranch, I really didn't know God. I've heard about him. I've heard about Jesus. I heard about, people going to church and stuff, and none of my family's ever been there or didn't know God, so that wasn't really an option. And I came to the ranch and gave it my all, and God started to change my heart just little by little, and he brought me from wickedness and evil to holiness, and I realized that his word is the true healing that we all need to, change your life. And I also realized that serving others and getting out of myself, it brings healing also. And 2 Chronicles 15:7 says, "But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded." And I'm grateful and thankful for every opportunity and blessing that the ranch brings to me, that the church brings to me, that God brings to me, and for opening my eyes that the real way to live is serving others and love your neighbor as yourself. And then love God above all, and I'm thankful, and I couldn't express, any more than that, anything else other than that. I'm really nervous, sorry, but thank you guys very much, and thank you guys.
Good morning, Borough Baptist Church. My name is James Loy. I'm the executive director of Renewal Ranch. And when John Austin and Caleb were sharing one of the songs, one of the sentences in there, one of the lyrics caught my attention this morning. And it says, "Lord, if I falter, who would care? Lord, if I falter, who would care?" I was thinking about that, and I was thinking about what Jesus said, "If whatever we do unto the least of these, you've done unto me." I know I was one of those least of these, caught in a 23-year drug addiction. But what would God's word say about that? About a brother or sister caught in a trespass who had faltered or stumbled? If you look at Galatians in the 6th chapter in the 1st through the 4th verse, I think it kind of answers that question. "Brethren, if anyone is caught in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness and looking to yourself so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens and therefore fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting in regard to himself alone and not in regard to another, for each one will bear his own load." We, the body of Christ, have to look to our brothers and sisters who have stumbled, who have been caught in a trespass, in a spirit of gentleness, expressing God's love with patience and kindness, being gracious and forgiving and merciful, because that's what God has done for us, right? So what God does for us is not for us to hold on to. It's for us to give out to our next brother and sister in that struggle. And that's really what Renewal Ranch, what we're trying to do. We're trying to point these men to the one who can restore their lives, to the one that redeems, transforms, the one who's still a God of miracles, the one who has the power to change a man's heart. And we do that by providing a loving refuge for men who can heal from their deep woundedness. And they've been looking in the world in all the wrong places, and we point them to the right place, and that's a personal love relationship with Jesus Christ. Since we were here last, 2020 has been a challenging time for all of us, the different churches at Renewal Ranch, as well as we have been hit by this COVID season. But since the last time we were here, we have completed our restoration center that we talked about. It's a 15,000 square foot facility. This is the commercial kitchen that was needed. Brother Lynch mentioned that we do have 60 plus guys, and so out there, and so feeding them on a four burner stove was kind of challenging. And so having this commercial kitchen to feed this group of men has been a blessing. Another part of our restoration center, we have a chapel area that can we can have our chapels on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. We would invite anyone that wanted to come out and experience that. We also have special events out there in our chapel area. But that's a time when we can gather together. And, man, I have missed being able to gather and worship the Lord together. I miss being able to be in church and being taught the Word of God, being able to worship and praise Him for He is worthy, and just miss that fellowship. So this is the first time we have traveled since the beginning of March. And so this has been very challenging for us. Also part of the Restoration Center, we have a new teaching classroom where pastors and teachers can come in and instruct these men in the Word of God, because this is going to be our curriculum at Renewal Ranch. This is what we are going to teach these men and pour into their lives, and we're going to point them to Jesus Christ and His finished work on the cross and His Lordship. And so, and then most importantly, as that video said, you know, if you look at the number of applications, 350 in a period of 9 months in 2019 for 31 beds, we added 22 more beds with the completion of this facility. And so as we went into 2020, we also made some changes. We have been a phase one and a phase two part of our program, but what we did is we added a transitions phase. And so these men that are here this morning are in our transitions phase, and they fill part of those 22 beds in there. And then what that phase is, we looked at, we kept our 570 hours of class time, we kept all the teaching and everything, but we looked at what men were stumbling blocks for them once they got back over into phase two. And so we created a smaller, intentional time in this transitions phase where we can hopefully better equip them and give them the tools that they need, addressing some of those stumbling blocks that we see men fall to. And so we're thankful for that. We've got Justin Martin here is leading our transitions phase, and Dean Thomas is also helping in that phase. And so we feel like this has improved the quality of our program. We feel like that going into 2020, we wanted to be more intentional about how we minister to these men. So we hired a gentleman named Bill Clay, and he's got a master's in counseling, and he's helping us do a spiritual assessment on these men when they come in the program, so we can identify the root causes that are driving their addictive behavior. Addiction is just a symptom of a greater problem going on in our lives. And through that, we can develop an individualized spiritual restoration plan. And through that plan, we can have benchmarks of spiritual growth. And so we've evolved as a program. We're always looking at what we do and how we can do it better to minister to these men and their families during their time with us. So we have a lot of new staff. We have staff that have been on staff, but they're in new positions. And I'm really proud of our group of men that were in the program during the COVID-19 season. Just in the group that we had on campus, those men had 38 children. If you can imagine being separated from your family for a period of 8 weeks, because we shut down our campus to keep everybody safe. And thank the good Lord that none of our men have COVID-19, and none of our 23 staff members have had it. And God has protected the ranch, but we have tried to do our due diligence to keep everybody safe. But these men didn't quit. They persevered through, and they kept trying to improve on themselves, and we saw a lot of spiritual growth in these men, and I'm very proud of each one of y'all for doing that. And so we do have some challenges that we're facing, just as COVID-19 has taken away about 3 months of our travel, and it also took away two of our fundraising events. It was about a $300,000 budgeted loss that we had counted on, because we're totally supported by the body of Christ and people that think of these men's needs. So our partnership, I just want to thank you for our partnership with Borough Baptist. I want to thank you for the opportunity we've had to be here this morning. I can't tell you how important this is. This is not something that, well, you know, I think it's important or it's not. You know, this is life or death. This is life or death. Unfortunately, I went to 9 funerals in 2018 and about 5 last year. I'm tired of going and having to tell parents that their child is no longer with us. What if it was your family member? You know, as we travel across the state, we find all the time that it's hard to find anyone that doesn't have a family member, a friend, a coworker, somebody in their circle that isn't struggling with addiction. During the COVID-19, I was getting some emails from Congressman French Hill, and the National Substance Abuse Administration said there's 58 million Americans suffering from substance abuse issues. They talk about the pandemic of COVID-19. In the United States alone, 140,000 Americans have lost their lives in the last 2 years to drug overdoses. Drugs are literally killing our loved ones. But it doesn't have to be that way. That bondage can be broken through the power of Christ and the shed blood of Jesus and his finished work on the cross. God is still the strong deliverer who can take a man and take him out of that miry pit and set his feet on some solid rock, which is Jesus Christ. You know, an example of that is we have 11 men currently in our program that are pursuing higher education degrees. 8 of those are in the areas of ministry. Who but God could take a man from the throes of addiction? And listen, addiction is selfish, right? Who but God could take that person and start to change his heart to where they would want to pursue these degrees so they could be equipped to go and make disciples, like it talks about and Jesus tells us in the Great Commission in Matthew 28:18. We are looking for to try to move our phase 2 facilities on our campus. God has blessed us with a beautiful 102 acres. That's going to be one of our next projects, so we can build some new facilities for our men who are going into phase 2, which is kind of life with accountability. We're also looking at adding a counseling wing to the front part of our restoration center so pastors and counselors and our shepherds that we've hired can come and meet privately with these men as they explore that deep woundedness and walk through that with those men. We are really excited about what the Lord is going to do. It's really a miracle. You know, it costs $25,000 a week to operate Renewal Ranch. And through all the loss of the funding and through everything, God has sustained us. We haven't lost a man. We hadn't had to send anybody home. We've been able to care for these men. And I think it's just a testament. It's a Philippians 4:19 that we get to see, you know, God meeting all our needs according to his riches and glory through his Son. the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we're very thankful for that. Continued ways that you may help us. You can do simple things like providing a meal and a time of fellowship. We had things like Pasta and Prayer, Fellowship Bible of Conway would come out on a Friday night, and they would bring some pasta dishes, and then they would break off in small groups and have prayer times. And so as COVID-19 kind of settles down, and when all that settles, that's one way that y'all can help, just providing a meal. It takes a lot of resources just to provide and feed these guys, and so that's a blessing. Providing things like sheets, pillows, comforters, laundry detergent, personal hygiene products is always appreciated. Those little costs and those little things are what help make this place possible, where these men can come and they don't have the burden of the financial. You know, a lot of addiction recovery places cost $1,500 a day or more. You know, we believe that Jesus paid the price for all of us. Okay? And so we want these men to just be able to focus on changing the direction of their lives. And so the finances is something that we look to the Lord to help provide. We need disciple-making partners. I mentioned that scripture in Matthew 28:18, where Jesus is talking and saying that all authority has been given to him under heaven and earth. That talks about the deity of Christ, you know, his lordship. And it says, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We're all supposed to be disciple makers. But we have a disciple making partners program where we have a program. It's called a man plan, where it's just men who walk alongside these men and pour into their lives and help them during their journey with us. And I can tell you that our disciple making partners end up being richly blessed by that interaction. Iron sharpens iron as one man sharpens another. And so that's another way. And we have all kinds. We have food services team, marketing teams. We have all kinds of ways that you can be involved as a volunteer with the ministry. And so I want to close our time together. I'm going to ask us all if we could just stand up for one moment. I'm going to ask Caleb if he would come and just play on the piano gently. I don't want to close and miss this moment without offering to do something that was done for me. I spent 23 years in an addiction, and I had a sister. I never quit believing that God could change my heart and my life. So I would ask y'all, do y'all know someone? Could just by a show of hands, if you know somebody that's currently struggling in the throes of addiction that God is laying on your heart right now, would you acknowledge that by just raising your hand? I want to do what my sister and a group of her friends did for me. I'm alive on the prayers of God's people. Absolutely believe that. He led me through a 23-year addiction where I should have been dead many, many times. People trying to shoot me, stab me, flip my car going down the interstate, jumped by gangs, all kinds of experiences, overdoses. God was long-suffering with me, wishing that none should perish. I'm thankful that God is long-suffering with us. I just want to take a moment, and I just want to lift up you and the person that God had laid on your heart and close our time together. I love your pastor. Y'all have got a great pastor. Thankful for Brother Lentz. I'm thankful for Beryl Baptist. I'm thankful for this opportunity Guys, God's at work at Renewal Ranch. I just invite you to join in that work. Let me pray and close our time. Father, we love you, and I just, as I saw hands go out up all across this auditorium this morning, Father, I reminded that so many in our world are lost, wounded, and broken. So many are in bondage, Father. First, I want to pray for the ones that raised their hands, Father. I want to pray for them that your peace would just rule and rest in their spirit, that they would know and could trust and rely in that you're a sovereign God, that nothing that's going on with the person that came to their heart has caught you off guard. Nothing has happened by accident. You're fully aware of the burden of their heart that they're carrying and this one that is struggling in the throes of addiction. Father, I pray that you would undergird them with your grace and your strength. When they have an opportunity to interact with this one, I pray that with your heart, Father God, that they be your words that come forth to minister to this one. I pray that the goodness of God and the light of Christ would shine forth, and that the person struggling in the addiction that's in bondage could see something that they're lacking in their lives. And Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would now dispel and just go to that person that's in the throes of addiction and the hopelessness and the loneliness, Father, and the bondage that it creates, Father. I pray, Father God, that your Spirit would relentlessly draw that one's heart unto yourself. Father, I pray that the bonds of addiction would be broken off their lives in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, Father. God, I pray that they would come to the end of themselves in a spirit of brokenness. They would cry out to you, because your word tells us that you're drawn to the brokenhearted and that you can move when we have a humble and contrite heart. I pray that they would come to the end of themselves and recognize their absolute desperate need for you in their lives. Father, although the enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy that one, your Son came to give him life and to give it abundantly. I pray that today you would give them the power to choose life over death, to choose that abundant life, to choose to be taking up their cross and following you that very day. And then from that day until the day when you come back, I pray that they would make that decision every single day. So, Father, what the enemy meant to destroy them and their families and their loved ones and their friends, I pray that you would turn that around for their good and your glory. Be shown the strong deliverer that you are. I thank you that you're still a God of miracles. And we ask that in Jesus' powerful name. Amen.
So much, Brother James. Thank you all for coming and the powerful testimonies that we have heard. My goodness, what an impactful ministry Renewal Ranch is. Amen. Making a difference in people's lives. It reminds me of a story, and I know that they're familiar with it, and you probably are as well. I love this story of a father and his son were walking the shorelines of a beach, and they come across a huge amount of starfish that had washed upon the shore. It was just several. And the little boy, the son, started taking one starfish at a time and throwing it back into the ocean. And he did that just one at a time. And finally the father said, "Son, there's no use in you doing that. There's too many here to save. You can't possibly make a difference." About that time, he took another starfish, threw it into the ocean, and said, "I made a difference in that one." You know, listening to those stats that he gave about how many millions in America are affected by addiction, it's mind-boggling. However, this ministry, as well as other faith-based ministries, are making a difference. They're making an impact. And I love what Jude says in the book of Jude. He says, some having compassion, making a difference. It's sad that Jude says, the scripture says, that some having compassion. Well, what an impact we would have, a greater impact, if many had compassion, making a difference. And I am thoroughly just impressed with this ministry. I had the opportunity last September to go out and to visit with them and to preach in one of their Saturday morning services, and I was just blessed, and we had a few of our members to join us as well. I was blessed beyond measure to attend and to be a part of that service. But I want you here today to also be a part of Renewal Ranch, and that is through your generosity and your giving. Prayers are very important. They understand that. But prayers don't necessarily pay bills, right? God uses His people to fund His ministries. For a reason, and a good reason, they are not taking any government funds. The minute they do, they have no more control over their faith-based ministry. And so they rely upon the generosity of God's people. So I want to remind you, as you leave, to please give. If you're writing a check, make a check out to Barrel Baptist Church. We have special offering plates that are marked and designated for the Renewal Ranch offering. So please give, and give generously. I know it will be a help to them and a blessing for sure. Is there any special announcement before we're dismissed we need to announce? It is a joy to see you all once again, and we're just slowly making our way back into our services. As I stated in the email, that we won't start back into our Wednesday night services until August, that was a long break, wasn't it? But in August, we will start back our Wednesday night services, our prayer meetings and Bible studies. And so I can't wait until we just continue to slowly but surely open up our...
Preach the word, preach the cross, preach redemption to the Lord.